looking at predicting pasture biomass for dairy farms, and our initial findings were that the UAV or a drone did not perform as well as we thought it was going to. We compared it against a sort of current method of pasture measurement, and that was a rising plate meter uses pasture height to compare them. And the rising plate meter outperformed the UAV, basically.
Was that expected?
It didn't follow the hypothesis that we first outlined. I went along the lines that if any new sort of technology was to overtake the current technology, then it would need to outperform it. So my hypothesis was that the UAV should perform better or map pasture biomass better than a rising plate meter, but it didn't.
Why did you originally think that the UAV technology would work better?
Just off current research, what I've found and things like that, and other people have used similar sort of sensors to me. The idea was that, yeah, potentially that it could outperform it, yeah.
And so talk me through your outcome and what you found, and I guess what it shows about the more current technology and not so much this kind of future technology that we could be looking to.
I think the main thing to highlight was that it's a very new technology, and this is sort of the beginning of the research. So it's got a long way to go and a long way to develop against something that's been out there for, you know, 20 years or so. So it's had a lot of work behind it. But even though it didn't work as well as we intended, it still outlined, you know, the future for it. And it was a much more interpretive tool, we found, because one of the ideas was to create sort of a visual interpretation of the data that comes out of it, so producing pasture biomass maps. So where is your pasture and how much do you have on your farm? And you can sort of see it on a more holistic farm scale, which would be pretty beneficial to farmers.
Do you think that there is room that maybe, you know, 10, 20 years in the future, we will see that the UAVs can get a bit more accurate information?
Of course, yeah. So there's a range of different sort of sensors and drones out there, and we sort of used a sensor that was on the lower end of the spectrum just because of that, trying to prove sort of that low-cost sort of approach that would benefit farmers. But, I mean, in time, especially with technology, you know, costs come down with time and it's pretty rapid. So hopefully in the future we'll be able to use much higher-grade sensors that will gain, you know, much better results and be able to do it at a lower cost as well.
And would you say that this, your findings in a way, though your hypothesis was proven wrong, but it is in a way good news for dairy farmers because this technology is something that's already in use and something that is probably within more financial reach of them?
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean the current method's been out there for a long time. But I mean, that's another reason why we sort of looked at UAVs, because adoption of that current method isn't huge, so we're just looking at alternatives and whether they could sort of fill that gap of informing farmers of their pasture availability. So, but at this point in time, it's a good indication that current methods are still pretty valid.